Early days. Simon is in St. John's Wood. Simon, what can you tell us?
Hi, James. Hi. I think that you're missing out on the people that are blameless for actually eating too much.
Go on.
And I know that may sound a contradiction in terms, but I'm an accredited addiction counsellor, and I treat all forms of addiction, and compulsive overeating is a form of addiction, which the American Psychiatric Association view as an illness, and view as having a genetic component.
So
whether someone's addicted to alcohol or drugs or food, they are actually powerless over what they're doing until they then seek the appropriate help.
Yes, I can buy that. That is presumably quite a small minority, and I accept that as an accredited addiction counsellor, this is probably not a technical term with which you're familiar, but it would be a small amount of fatty fats who could actually attribute it to genetically inherited compulsive overeating.
Well,
don't you think?
Statistics say that about 10% of the population are addicts.
Okay, so relatively small.
One in 10 people have an addiction problem. They may or may not know it. Yes.
Not just to food, though. You're talking about all addictions.
Not just to food, but people do cross addicts. And I know people that have, you know, put down drugs and then picked up food.
Yeah, so do I, actually.
In fact,
if you go to a meeting, you'll often have overeaters, and especially in the sticks, Narcotics Absolutely. Anonymous, you'll have overeaters turning up because there isn't an Overeaters Anonymous meeting in their area.
Absolutely.
Because the 12 steps remain... Is it 12 steps?
It is, isn't it?
12 steps remain the same. What, then, do you feel when you see research like this? Does it help get that message across, or does it actually hinder it because it makes it look more like an excuse, I suppose, than an explanation?
For me, it doesn't do either, because I think it's a standalone, you know, piece of evidence, which doesn't affect addicts. I think addicts suffer from an illness, you know, which the 12 steps corroborate.
So they cross over on the issue of genes, but on the issue of effect and impact, they're chalk and cheese.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, I thank you for pointing that out, actually.
But the other thing is, and, you know, I don't want to get into a critical thing here, but, you know, referring to them as fatty fats,
yes.
You know, it's good radio, but for people who suffer from addiction,
yes.
You know, their self-esteem is through the floor.
Yeah,
very
but
often.
It's affectionate.
Several people that have sort of committed suicide through this.
Well, and that obviously is a very serious point. And if I thought for a minute that a flippant and affectionate turn of phrase used by me would contribute to someone's suicidal feelings, I'd drop it immediately.
Of course,
but I don't. I've had one email off a lady who took me to task for it, and I'm afraid it had no impact upon me whatsoever, other than to think, you know, I look around the world at all the problems. I don't think calling someone who's overweight a fatty fat is a major issue. And I'm happy. The point is also, Simon, as you have availed yourself of the opportunity to pick up the phone and talk to me, so can they.
Absolutely.
So I'm here to be corrected, I'm here to be chastised, I'm here to be verbally horsewhipped or sat on, you know?
Fair enough.
We're cool.
But I do think we need to, you know, bear in mind that...
Yes, and that's why...
This is a real issue for some people.
Absolutely, and that's why I'm glad you've taken the opportunity to put that across, and as indeed anybody else can do. 0845 60 60973 is...